We will get started. Welcome to Medium Inc. Our friend, psychic medium Jeffrey Wands. Are you starting already?
No, I was just trying to have issues.
Is this because of that Mercury retrograde thing?
100%.
Every single time, nothing works. I think I have Jackie. Our friend Jackie from QR Crystal Light Bed is here. We're going to talk all about the move, and she's got a new place to go do that. But before we started, Stevie was talking a little bit about his dating life. Well, yes, because it all ties into what we do here.
Okay.
Not the fact that you're dating somebody. That's a routine thing. But why?
You
know what I mean? Dating life is not what we do here.
No, it's not.
But he has a hobby that we do are interested
that
in.
That does tie into this, yes.
So, let's talk about that.
Okay, so I met him on Fire Island, like, what, Memorial Day weekend was on last weekend?
Yes.
Met him.
Which you're brave, because it rained the entire weekend.
Yeah, but you know what? I was determined to make the best of it, and I had a blast.
Yeah.
That was like my motto the entire weekend. Should I just walk into the, you know?
Yeah, just swing
we're
just over. It's fine.
We're just gonna go. Yeah. Yeah. So, I was determined the entire weekend to just make the best of it, and I sure did. So, I went, and my friend who I went with, like, I saw him there, so he's the one who introduced us, and we ended up just really hitting it off, and he's very much into, like, spirits and energy, and actually, I told him about what you do with the Crystal Light Bed, and I told him that I wanted to bring him, which is why I hit you up last time, but he also reads tarot cards, which I thought, like, was the best thing ever, and I wanted him to read me, I wanted him to read my cards, but we didn't get to that. But
you don't want him to read your cards. Are you interested in dating this guy?
I mean,
then you don't want him to read your cards.
You mean, if I am interested, don't get him to read my cards?
Yes.
Why?
Exactly.
Is that like a conflict of interest?
Yes. Why would you want?
I don't know.
It, and then he will.
Thank you for being on my side.
But then he will shape his opinion based on what he sees rather than what he gets from him. Like, it's like. Think about this for a minute. You're getting to know somebody. Why would you want to give him the advantage that he has something over you?
For him to me.
Okay.
Right. There you go.
So I did. I told him about you, and I told him about the Crystal Light Bed, and I was like, when I told him about when I went to you, I was like, oh my God, I feel like a brand new person. He's like, I'm into it. Let's go. Let's do it. And I'm like, okay, great. And I knew you had just moved to a new place. So I do want to bring him to you. Also, you get to meet him and all that stuff. He's already met, well, like, pseudo-met some friends, because we went on a date yesterday, and my two friends sat at the table next to us and pretended like they didn't know us just so they could spy on us.
Todd said, is this the Medium Inc. dating show now? Yes, we do everything here, Todd. We do everything.
Yeah.
Jeff, weigh in on this. Is it a good idea to do readings on somebody you're interested in dating?
No.
Horrible, right?
Yes. It would be like you operating on yourself if you were a surgeon.
It's like him seeing you naked, but not the other way around.
Okay. I probably still
want
to do it.
I don't want that to be more awkward than it has to be. I'm just saying.
That's a good analogy, though. I like that.
But
so not a good idea.
I just don't think it is.
Okay.
You're giving him.
Well, let me ask you a question. Your mother reads tarot cards. Right?
Yes.
Now, has she read? She's read your cards before?
My cards, without my permission, she just does it and then tells me things. Yeah.
But is that still a similar thing where she technically would have something over you?
But she says things like, "You're a Gemini. You were there." Like, it's.
Just because the relationship is different doesn't mean that the
no, like, we've gotten into arguments because she's wanted to read Pineapple, and I said absolutely not. There's just certain things that you don't do. There's lines here. Look, what you guys do comes with a responsibility, and you don't use that responsibility for advantages. I mean, maybe once in a while at the craps table. I'm just saying. But to have that advantage on someone, to me, it seems just wrong. I don't want my mother knowing things about Pineapple that I don't want to tell her. You know?
Of course she already knows.
Yeah, I'm sure she does, but I don't need to know that.
That's my biggest thing. I don't tap in intentionally with certain things or people. It becomes with your friends and family. There's like a very gray area.
The first time you ever tapped into my energy, I really thought the cops were going to be waiting for me. When I walked out of there, I'm like, well, if she can read my thoughts, that's it. It's over. I'm going to jail. And it's a scary thing, though, like that somebody could read your mind. I don't even know what I'm thinking.
Most of the time.
Maybe it's better that you don't.
I also set the stage where, and Jeffy, tell me if I'm wrong for thinking this, but I kind of just believe that I wouldn't receive something if I wasn't supposed to, or if I wasn't supposed to know or see.
Sometimes you still have to be careful and filter.
Yes.
Right, because energy is abundant in people, right? So I can imagine you guys every once in a while pick up something you shouldn't or wouldn't want to. And it's at that point where I'm like, I don't want that to be with wrong people. Like, look, we all have done things in our lives that we're not proud of. Nobody needs to know them at certain times. Like, even when I met Pineapple, I wasn't, you know, we didn't sit down at the table for the first time, and I was like, let me get into the worst things I've ever done and start out there. Right. You get to know somebody first, and then...
That would have to be a really long...
Oh, we'd still be at the same table. Yeah. But, you know, those things come with progression. Like, you get to know somebody, and then you understand why they made certain mistakes in their life. You don't want to lead with those mistakes.
But now that I'm interested in dating him, now I can't have him read my cards at all.
No, I'm telling you. Jack, you've been on the dating scene for a while, right? This has got to have come up.
I've gotten in trouble in relationships.
Right.
Don't use your psychic ship in relationships.
You just in general, like... I don't have any ability, but I'm intuitive with people because I deal with people every single day. And if I say, you okay, and you say no, and I know you're lying, sometimes it's like, just tell me the goddamn truth. Sometimes you got to learn to let that go.
Yes, that's the truth.
And the deeper you get into this stuff, the worse it could be. No, Steve, you want a reading? Call my mother. Call Jackie.
I'll just go to your birthday thing. She'll be there.
It's still
new enough. Yeah. I
want to
know too.
Right away.
Because he's got two different decks, and one of them was passed down from, I think, like, he's like the fourth person to own this deck. And he said that it's very charged, and a lot of times he said he's very accurate with whatever he's read people, which has gotten me more intrigued to hear what he has to say. But it's like, now what Orlando was saying, I know. But now with what Orlando was saying, it's like, don't do it because you don't know what. Hell.
Right. Are they both tarot decks or is one like a witch deck?
I don't know. I didn't actually see them. I assumed they were tarot decks.
Who did she say? How is mom reading? She's doing tarot cards. That went too fast, but my mother's reading tarot cards. So on June 16th, we're doing a psychic night at Momo's Tooth at Angela's house. Jackie is one of my readers, and we'll talk more about what she's doing. And thank you so much. We've got numerologist. Astrologers, Maria is one of the readers, and Oracle card.
Did you warn Maria what she's in for?
You all need to be warned with my mother.
She's been here a few times. I think she knows.
No, she's never met mom.
No. That's why I said it. So,
you know this story. Did we tell you about my mother and the LGBTQ?
No.
The BLT?
No.
Pineapple is next to me. My mom calls and she's like, Brian, I'm confused. All right, Ma, what's going on? Well, I had a reading and it was this gay guy. Yeah, that's fine. I don't care about that. I'm like, okay, so then what's the problem? Well, he gave me a picture of a girl and that's when I got confused. I'm like, kind of seeing where this is going. And she's like, but then I realized it wasn't a girl. It was one of those transvestites. I said, no, Mom. Mom, it's transgender. That's what I said. No, Mom, listen to me. If you're going to read this person, you need to get the terminology correct. This is a big deal. Stop it, Brian. I'm very good with the QRBLT community, okay? I'm like... It's going to be a long night. I'm warning you.
I actually never met her.
Yeah, consider yourself lucky up until this point. No, look, my mom is we've had a very interesting relationship throughout the years. It's been complicated, but she was a single mom, you know, for quite some time, and she did her best. Whether or not, I always thought she did her best. She did. We went to wrestling. She was a single mom that took me to wrestling all the way to the Meadowlands, you know. But she did this thing with these tarot cards. And, like, this is why I know a little bit about it, but I've always been apprehensive. And now it's coming to everybody. Like, you know, I've been hanging out with this guy, and then I run into Chris, and he's doing Reiki stuff. You meet a guy who does tarot. Like, what is going on lately? It's like everywhere. You had mentioned it, right? That this seems to be like the enlightened period.
I firmly believe that the age of the Aquarius is what we're really in, and we go through the cycle. I think it's like every 2,500 years or something, but we're in a more feminine, more awakening energy. The Aquarius is the rebellion. They want to shake things up. They want revolution. Very spiritual. So we're coming back to that. I believe that's a time of the Egyptians, you know. We're getting back to that.
2,500 years seems like a lot.
Yes.
I mean,
Stevie, tap that mic. Ah, much better.
There you go. You had it plugged into the wrong hole.
I did have it plugged into the wrong hole.
I love
yes.
Cool.
This is an adult conversation, Stevie. We need to be a little mature.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Are we on the right show? Are we on the same show?
Do you remember when I had to read that children's book to the kid of the girl I was dating at the time?
Yes.
I'm a little dumb truck.
I sure do.
They write these things to mess with the parents. I'll never forget.
There's so many innuendos in those whole things. Like even like when you watch old like children's shows now, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of innuendos that you.
I'm a little dumb truck driving in the road, zoom zoom zoom, dumping out my load. I had to say that with a straight face. Yeah.
How did you do it with a straight face?
I didn't.
Sure, no wonder why the kids. Yeah.
You wouldn't giggle?
No.
Yeah, stop.
That's a lie.
Yeah. I would not.
You better. Jeffrey, I don't want to hear it.
All right, so anyway, some big things are happening. Not only is Jackie going to be one of my readers on June 16th from 5 to 9, I'm almost due. Like the way I did that shamelessly, Stevie?
Say again?
That was good, right?
It was
I got
good.
That on.
Yeah, yeah.
Jackie and her QR light bed, her crystal light bed, is now in a new location, which means more availability, right?
Correct. I was sharing the room in the prior location in Premier Aesthetics in Sayville. I still plan on possibly doing classes and stuff there because they have a nice front end I could use. So we're all intermingling in a sense, but I'm in East Islip now. It's called Heart and Soul Wax, 85 West Main Street in East Islip. So I moved the bed there. Now my availability is nice and open. I'm taking more clients and really enjoying this new space.
It had been a while since we had spoken to you here, so let's talk a little bit about what you do. Stevie and I can both attest as we get on with this conversation, but it's a very unique experience. There are tarot readers and oracle card readers, but this is more of like an event, right?
It is. It's a lot is entailed. The crystal light bed itself is a unique experience on its own. You have 8 different therapeutic modalities that are really getting you into a deep, transient, meditative state. As that's happening, I then begin energy work, connecting to the person's energy field, clearing them, picking up anything I can. What I set the intentions for to receive is anything to help them move forward in their soul growth. Whatever layer is here now that's ready to be removed, that's ready to be faced, any guidance, whatever that might be, angels, guides, loved ones from the other side.
Removing the dead skin from an energy sense.
100%.
All right, so when somebody comes to you, they're obviously at least with the mindset of it's time to do something about whatever's stuck. But what does that entail? And we talked a little bit about the chakras, which we'll get into, but is it always your chakras that are stuck, or sometimes is it just up here?
I think it's a combination. If it's stuck up here, it's going to result in the chakras, right? So I think they go hand in hand. But what you receive in guidance doesn't have to be specifically to chakra work. It could be as simple as they're saying that you love planting, and they're like, yes, and they're like, I haven't been planting. Well, that's okay. You need to get back to it. Your hands need to be in the ground and start grounding more. Those that read, I'll get specific books for certain people. I'll be like, you like reading? Yes, I do. I love it. Okay, there's this book. Oh, my God, that sounds perfect. They'll read it, and there's something within that for them. So there's extra guidance. So it doesn't have to be specific chakra work, but yes, that does come up clearly.
Usually is like what, 45 minutes on the bed?
Yes, 45 minutes on the bed, and then after you with me for about an hour and a half, because the rest of that time then we speak about the notes. So I'll ask you, what did you experience?
You have the worst handwriting in the world, by
terrible.
The way.
Terrible.
Should we want to take a picture of it? I'm like, Greek.
I took a picture of it trying to read it, and I was just like, next time I'm just going to record it.
Just record it.
I'm going to start saying that people could do that. That's what I have to do.
Or have them write it down or something.
They're too loopy. You're too loopy after. You're like, relax. So you're right. I'm going to have people start recording. It's horrible. Like, people text me all the time, what did this line say?
It's accurate. I mean, we'll get into it. The experience of it. It's more than just learning what you need to do in the future and predictions. I mean, you've gone back into my past lives. You've gone back into who my guides were. Grandma stopped by the way, Stevie, just to hit me with a wooden spoon. When Jackie said, why are you here? She goes, because I can.
You got to love an Italian
Yeah, it's
family.
Just the way it is. But I understand most people would get why the predictions come in handy, but why is it important to learn about who your spirit guides are and learn what your past lives were about?
We touched upon this one time where I say it doesn't have to be necessarily needed, but I think it helps tremendously. For instance, I had someone just 2 days ago, and I'm sorry, yesterday, and in her session what came up was a Hindu deity that was connecting to her. And I'm receiving that she's doing something with a bell. She's telling me you're doing something with a bell, and when you're doing that, she's with you. You're calling her in with that. Had lotus flowers laid down on her, this whole big thing. And as I said, it's all written down. So when she was up from her session and I spoke to her about this, I said, have you been feeling a presence when you're meditating? Yes. Okay. Do you can you feel what it feels like? Yes, I've been feeling whatever energy it was she was feeling. And I spoke about the bell. She has a bell there that she rings before meditation.
Okay.
So that's just the cue. So now that she knows that Hindu deity, now she could go and look up, what is that about? What does that represent? And if people don't want to go into different religions, I usually don't go there because we don't have to. I believe in everything is like a radio signal, right? So all these channels are here. It's just a matter about tuning into it
sure.
for that vibrational energy. So if there's obstacles and we want to call in Ganesha, right? If we want to call in Kali because there's evil or different deities, Jesus for, you know, compassion and love, Mother Mary for, you know, maternal energy. These are things now for people that don't want to go there. Just think of that energy. Think of
sure.
it as a radio channel that you're just bringing in the energy of it. It doesn't have to be necessarily the being. You know, we're energetic beings.
I remember doing two. In the first one, the conversation was about a lot of what I needed to do. The second one was a lot about where I was at the moment. And you said that you noticed a huge change. What do you notice in people that continue to go to you? Describe the gradual process of what it's like to go to you over a period of time and the healing involved.
What a great question. I have a perfect example from this week, and I hope this person is listening. I had someone, I started this over 3 years ago. I just entered 4 years, actually. So I had someone come to me at the time, and it was, for me, I was thinking of the business move. So I thought that she'd be great because she's very well known, a survivor of cancer and all. So with that, she has a great following. She came in, and I wasn't, I don't want to say impressed by any means, but I just thought that we would get more and
right.
get depths. Didn't happen. Her second session, it didn't happen. By her third or fourth session, which was probably about a year and a half ago, we had a breakthrough where she looked at me and was like, oh my gosh, things were clicking for her finally. She started doing her work. I just did a session on her from that year and a half ago. I haven't seen her. I've ran into her, but she hasn't come for a session. She came for another session, and this was the best session she has ever had because she's been doing her work in that year and a half. She took that time, or that year really, I guess, since I've seen her. She did a lot of work. So now what happens is I get deeper into it. I could see your growth. I could feel it within the chakra system. I could feel it in your body. I could feel it in your energy field. I could feel what I'm receiving,
sure.
the gratitude. So she had an incredible moment. I mean, she broke down. She was in tears. And again, this is probably her sixth session. So it took her a little bit to get to the place of fully stepping in. Some of us are reserved in opening up.
How often do you recommend doing one?
So any energy work is usually good every 4 to 6 weeks, you know, a month, 2 months, depending upon what's going on in your life. If it's, you know, 2 to 3 months, you're doing great and you're feeling good, that's fine. But usually after 2 months, you want to start doing something.
So I did two, and I know what my experiences were, but Stevie, you did one
mm-hmm.
right after the first time. I want you to describe what happened in your words, and then I'll get into my experience.
Well,
with
like
it.
What happened to me while I
yeah.
was going through
well,
it?
What was your experience like with Jackie's crystal light bit?
So it was, first of all, when I walked out of there, I felt like a brand new person. I think I had even said to you too, and I brought friends to you and I brought family to you.
Yes,
but when I went in, I was obviously very open about it because I feel like I'm intuitive. I, you know, the spirits and the energy. And I went in, she was explaining everything to me. And even before, so we did like a quick little meditation session before we got on the bed. And just from that alone, I had already started to feel more centered. And then once I got on the bed and I laid there and I felt myself kind of just lift off.
Sure.
And then as the session, you know, for me, I was seeing different colors. And then we had discussed that afterwards. And then I just, after it happened, like, I felt you grab onto my feet, and then I just felt myself just come back down. And then we went into your atrocious handwriting, but then...
It's so
bad. I'm so sorry. But then everything we had spoken about, she was like, okay, I was receiving this. Like, this is the message that I got. And then that resonated with me because of something that happened to me as, you know, as a child. And then we talked about something that was happening in the present, and then... potential we also discussed, you know, with dating and things like that. So my experience with that was it was very opening, eye-opening, I would say, because we talked about things that maybe I may not have talked about a whole lot, or something maybe I just didn't think about so much, but it was interesting to kind of get into it on a deeper level.
I think the weirdest thing about it for me was I couldn't decide whether or not I was awake. I was conscious of things going on,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
it seemed like I was awake, but then when she touched my feet, I felt like I woke up.
Yes.
You yep. know, mm-hmm. but it wasn't like to describe it, it wasn't like I stepped up, I stepped sideways. It wasn't like I was deep asleep.
I felt like I was up, not like I was standing aside watching myself, but it was just like my physical person was there, but I just felt...
I agree. Trying to explain, like, the consciousness. Like, I did feel above,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't feel like I was sleeping.
Like a state of hypnosis. That's why I describe it as a hypnotic treatment.
Yeah.
Hypnosis, that's exactly what it is. You're in your subconscious, but your conscious is awake. And the story that I just mentioned about someone, that's exactly why she got so deep, because she finally let go. She finally allowed... Mm-hmm. When we sleep, your body's still, but your soul is leaving, right? It's going on a journey. Same thing when you're meditating. Same thing when you're in a hypnotic state. Your soul could now kind of leave and play around a little bit. So his was going up where you were staying present, but you were in that floaty state. So you were able to receive in that.
Yeah, it was like 45 minutes of me thinking, am I asleep or am I awake?
Yeah, and I still kind of felt like my brain was still working subconsciously, I guess, just to be like, okay, like, what's going on? This is happening, this, that, whatever. But at the same time, I knew that I wasn't. In a deep sleep, like you said, I was still conscious, but still, you know, floating, I guess you could say. Yeah, meditating.
You know, it's weird because I heard my grandmother the entire time. And, like, my grandmother was always going to be one of the most important people. And, you know, she only left in 2019. And I joke that I hear her voice all the time, but that's not a psychic thing. She's just that loud. And she can yell great distances. But, yeah, it's hard to... decipher. It's hard to delineate between your imagination and if that's really happening. Like, in that transient state, grandma told me all kinds of things, but was it her or was it my imagination? That's what I find interesting about this.
If it was your imagination, I wouldn't be receiving it. So when you're sending it up and out, you're having that experience, I'm picking up and pulling down, right? I'm receiving. So you're sending off your signal. So absolutely, it's happening. There's times where I had a client sit there and they woke up and I said, you had a conversation. They're like, no. And I'm like, yes, you did. And they're like, well, I mean, I was talking to my grandfather, but he's passed away. I'm like, yeah, he was standing next to you holding your right hand. And they're like, oh my God, did you see me move my hand? I swear, I felt someone squeezing my hand. That's what it is. As I was told by spirit years ago, I said, what is it this that I'm doing? And they said, you restore faith back in the people. And that's exactly what it is. It doesn't have to be in a religious place, but the faith of knowing that your grandmother is an energetic being and she could still connect with you and you could still receive her.
Oh, she's going to let you know about it. If she can, she's going to let you know.
That wooden spoon, she'll let you know, all right.
If there was nobody like that woman, there never will be. But I remember the peace. While it was happening, I didn't feel peaceful. I didn't feel anxiety or anything, but it wasn't peace. I felt like I was busy. There was a lot going on. There was a lot of people to talk to. There was a lot of things to correct and to address. I didn't feel the peace until after I woke up, where you said you felt it pretty much the entire time, right?
Mm-hmm. I did. Yeah, I felt at ease. I feel like there really wasn't a care in the world. I knew it was in a safe space, and it's not like I needed to do a million different things. It was just like, okay, here we go. We're going on a journey. We're going to go do stuff. And then when it came down, it was just like, all right, we're back. We're good. And then I just felt at peace, I guess, is really the best way to put it. I just felt so zen, very centered.
Yeah. Can you tell the difference in people? Like, if somebody's having a hard time, you would know?
100%. Yeah. And I try to actually put them to sleep if I feel them too racy. So the interesting part is you're actually explaining the difference right there, where he left more so than you. Mm-hmm. You stayed more present. So staying present, you're having your own intuition coming in because the bed amplifies that on its own. I'm in the room. I'm amplifying that. So I'm calling that energy in along with you just receiving. So you're receiving energy. You're feeling my energy work that I'm doing too. You're feeling the angels and guides around you. So there's so much. If you don't drift fully off, you could feel like, wow, there's a lot going on. And then after, you'll feel the peace of it.
When somebody comes to you for the first time, we didn't know what to expect. I just remember you saying, don't drink a lot of caffeine, which was not easy. But what are some of the other preparations? I mean, this guy's got a Dunkin' Donuts or a Starbucks hanging out of his mouth at all times.
Do you know how hard it was to not drink coffee, like, the day of? It was hard, man.
There was an energy drink in my console. I, like, ran out right to it. It was like Popeye spinach. I couldn't wait. But what are some of the other preparations that people need to do for this type of thing?
Any energy work, always hydration. Okay. Hydration, you know, think of electricity, right? And water, obviously, it loves water. True. So that's one of the main things. And the caffeine is, for me, more so than the... It is for the person. So they could rest and get into a deep state as opposed to their mind being a little racy. For me, also, I could feel that. If someone's racy, if I feel them buzzy, as you're saying, so what happens in session? If I feel someone buzzy, whether caffeine or not, I'm writing it down. And I'm like, what did you do? Like, you're so racy. So then what I start doing is energy work to completely quiet the mind. I'll call in energies and different channels to really quiet the mind for them and get them to a bit of a deeper state. When they're in a deeper state, what happens to me is I literally could go, like, I could rest. I can't rest if I feel someone buzzy because then I feel that. It's amplified. I actually made the mistake of treating someone after someone asked me to do so for their son, and he had a rough night of drinking and doing things that he shouldn't be doing drug-wise and whatnot, and I made the mistake at the very beginning when I started doing this, and I took him after a few hours. So that was in his system still. I was not thinking. If you would have asked me on a science level, of course I would have said yes, but I just didn't think. I don't know why. It didn't cross my mind, I guess, for me to learn. When I say I was sick, I had to cancel the rest of my appointments for the day. I was dry heaving in the bathroom. I was laying on the couch.
Because you tapped into everything that he was putting in his body.
I called my mother. She could vouch for me on this, but I called my mother and I said, Mom, she's like, what is wrong with you? You sound like you're on drugs. I said, Mom, I swear to God, I feel like I'm coming down from drugs, and I've never done drugs in my life. But that's the only way to describe it. I felt like I was coming off of drugs because I was in his energy field too much, and it was a bad mistake.
So that's the danger of this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There's that white light force field that you're supposed to say, right? The healing prayer or whatever?
Yes, there's different healing prayers, 100%, to keep yourself safe. I'm big on selenite, too. I have all different practices that I do for my protection. And at that point in time, I didn't have the protection things that I do now. I learned those through time through teachers. So now I have not had a point of feeling like that where I couldn't move. I was shot.
Do you have requirements before somebody sees you?
Well, I wouldn't let anyone. I mean, the alcohol is definitely an issue.
Yeah.
So, and if somebody's sick, I would tell them not to come.
Yeah, but like caffeine and stuff like that, does that affect the way you do things?
No.
That people don't care if you hopped up on coffee?
they don't like Dunkin' Donuts.
They're Starbucks drinkers, that's why.
No, but I remember when she was like, no caffeine. My first thought was because I knew you were doing it. I'm like, how the hell are we going to get through this? It's going to be like a rough day. It was like 2 o'clock.
I wish you saw my face when I got that text message. I was like, what?
I probably should rephrase that. I probably tell people if it's later in the day, you can have
a morning,
but only a little bit. Just not right before.
Because I think my session with Jackie was early. I think maybe it was like 11 or 12 o'clock or something like that. And I was just like, no caffeine? I can't drink coffee in the morning?
Okay. Mine was at 2. I'm up at 4 in the morning. I'm like, this is going to be a day. People will call me like, Andy, you sound grumpy. Go, go, I'm fine. It's worth it. It's just, it's rough getting there. That's all.
Yeah. It's a journey. Definitely a journey, for sure.
So the new location, where is it?
It's in East Islip. It's right on Main Street.
Okay.
85 West Main Street. It's right near St. Mary's Church, if people are familiar with that area. And I'm in Heart and Soul Wax Studio.
the bed, everything fits. You got, you're comfortable in the new place?
I love it. I really do. It's comfortable. I love it. It's a really cute space. It works out well. My clients are all loving it. So it's a nice, it's very airy, open, and I have the front end that I could do meditations now. I do meditations online.
You're doing the Instagram. Are you still doing that?
Yep. I do Instagram live talks, and then I do Zoom meditations. I have one next Thursday. I do those, but now I'm going to be doing them in person as well. I'm going to start those up, and I'll do them
like
in
a class?
Yeah, where I can have about probably 8 people. I could probably fit there and do it in person meditation group.
That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Why don't we do that? Seriously.
Yeah.
Because I can't sleep to save my life.
It'd be a fun family trip. Let's go.
We'll get Chris. Absolutely. Yeah.
Maybe I'll bring the new guy.
Yeah, that's fine. Just don't let him read cards or anything like that.
Okay.
I like the new guy. So like this, the new guy. So it's like a thing, right? You're like,
it's. I think it might. It's definitely progressing to be a thing.
Did not get a good vibe with avocado at all.
I'm actually really bummed about it. But you know what? Listen, everything happens for a reason. I'll take it as a sign. And
well, you did. You picked it for a reason.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
A, he was emotionally disconnected.
Uh huh.
And B, he was never going to satisfy your love tank. So.
You see what he does to me? You see the abuse I get
there? I like it, though.
Yeah, me
he
too.
Helps you.
He does.
So when you understand you're breaking that pattern,
uh-huh.
You were accepting.
But I didn't try to fix it. I didn't try to fix them. You tell me I'm a fixer.
Not yet. Not yet.
Not a fixer.
No, but you were giving him time to fix itself, and it wasn't going to happen.
It's not going to work. I know. So we're moving on.
He doesn't like that.
In a second, we'll move on. I'll decide when we move on.
Oh, no.
I meant like we as in like me. I'm moving on.
Understood. Sure. But Pineapple and I wanted to go out with Stevie and Avocado. Like, oh, this would be great. We'll double date.
Oh, yeah.
He had a rule. He had lots of rules. One of the rules was that you don't meet each other's friends.
Avocado?
That was the nickname.
That had the rule.
Yeah.
What is that about?
It was just like, it was a weird thing. Because, like, normally when you start, you'd be like, oh, sure. Like, my friends are doing something. Why don't you come? I never got that.
That's not a good sign.
No.
He moved. He had an offer to help him move.
Yeah, he had never been to the place.
Not interested enough in your life, which meant I wasn't interested in him.
That.
You know?
Yeah. It was more, I was putting in more of the effort than he was. So.
He wasn't putting any effort in.
Okay, Jeffrey.
You were cooking. You were doing all this
stuff. First time I went over, I cooked for him. Yeah,
agreed. You were not like the intent.
I know.
You were not the indentured server.
You got to open up and experience.
And you know what? The one time I open up, look what happened.
But to train.
No, you needed to.
It's okay. Yeah. Now you're ready for the next person to open up. And now you know what to look for. And maybe someone assists a little.
Not everything is meant to go to the end.
No, it's not.
It's meant to get you to the next place.
I 100% got it. Thank you.
You're still a baby. You're not even 30 yet. You got all the time in the world.
Yeah, I turned 30 this year. I have plenty of time. I didn't have, you know, X amount of marriages.
I'll be 43 in 10 minutes. I only know about 2 marriages. I don't know about the third. Could be very nice. Oh, God, the family's watching.
Hello, family.
Yeah. My mom said she was going to try to tune in. Do you know what it's like trying to explain to a soon-to-be 69-year-old how to use Facebook Live or... But I'm listening, Brian. You're playing that music. No, Mom, you're on the radio, the stream. You got to go to Facebook. I'm on the computer, but it's not... I'm
just staring at, like,
the desktop. Yeah, it's just...
difficult.
It said, listen live, so I'm doing that. Yeah, but Mom, that's the radio. What the hell is the difference, Brian? Are you on or you're not on? I'm like... Good times. Anyway, that being said, when it comes to the meditations, obviously that's going to help the individual the next time they go back to them. But what are some of the other benefits from meditation in the daily life?
So daily meditation, I mean, you go as far with health responses in your body on a health level would be lowering blood pressure, lowering stress, anxiety. Sure. You can minimize pain with it. So you also have the ability to get to a state of healing. I always tell people that, again, all these channels are here, and you could tap in and tune into whatever one. So if it's for healing, that's the place to do it, when you're centered and aligned, when you're connected. That's also a time to receive messages and guidance. So there's a lot of great benefits. When I do my group meditations, the fun part is I'm guiding you with a little bit of hypnosis meditation. But I also will receive for you. So after meditation, similar to the crystal light experience, when you're up and I say you had someone come to you and you look at me like, yeah, I saw my, and I'll have written down your grandmother and you're like, my grandmother was here. It's just confirmation for you of who is there with you. When people have angels with them or they call the loved one in their meditation, I get to see that a little bit.
If it's a group meditation, does that interfere with the individual person? Like if somebody's more intuitive than somebody else, does that like get signals crossed? Mm-hmm.
No signals crossed, but it's difficult when I feel someone staying. How kind of, again, we were just speaking about your experiences. Now think of someone with a racy mind that's not leaving at all and is like, da, 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 da. If I feel them, you went though, you didn't make me feel that way. People will really stay. You, like you said, you were still in that in between. People will really be present and not let go, not be vulnerable, not get to that lucid space. So I could feel that. So I'm trying to pull them while I'm getting other people already there. So that's tough for me, and I'm learning that, but I love it. It's so much fun. I did 22 people at one point, and that was a lot.
I was going to say, it sounds like a caseload.
That made me a little buzzy. 12 I like, though. 12 is good.
For somebody like myself who has a racy mind, and I'm Gemini, and Mercury's in retrograde, and the world is just psycho right now, how do you meditate as a beginner? Because I will close my eyes and then a million thoughts come to my head. Like, wow, I bet there's a cool YouTube channel on giraffes. Like, things just, yes. You know.
For a racy mind, I always suggest more of a visual where you could either do staring at a candle flame. And as you're staring at the candle flame, you have something to focus on. Doing a mantra is also another good way of meditating for people with racy minds because you're repeating the same exact thing over and over. So that will at least keep you busy or occupied. You could even make up your own saying or a couple of words that you want to keep repeating. So you could do things like that, those type of meditations, or even a guided meditation, right? Because now I'm assisting you.
What's a guide? You're the guided meditation.
Yeah, okay. Right. There's other ones on YouTube and all different things now. There's so many different apps and things today, but yes, absolutely.
I've tried a couple of them. First of all, I can't, like, I'll click on something, and if it's a guy's voice, I can't do it. It's got to be a girl's voice. I don't even know why. I just, like, I'll hear a dude, I'll be like, shut up, a-hole. Like, stop telling me to be quiet and talk soothing. You know, I just, I need a girl's voice. But then even some with that, like, they had a girl. She sounded like Fran Drescher. I said, now close your eyes and relax. What are you staring at me for? You have, like, this judgmental look on.
That's just Jeffrey.
Yeah. All right, Jeffrey judging me? This is something new. So what is going on with you? Are you going to start doing events again?
Hopefully, soon. I would love to.
Like, you talk about groups, he will get into a room of like 100 people and he just kind of floats around the room. Like, I've never seen him so agile. And like the antenna, you see it, and then like he's off. And then
what kind of speed that one?
It's really amazing to watch him do it. But I want to get into the meditation more. How do we get involved in these Zooms?
Okay, so for the Zooms, you can reach out to me on Instagram always, or feel free to text me. That's usually the best. Texting me your email address, I'll send you the link, and then you could join in. Mm-hmm. I am doing a Calendly. I have that up and not fully running.
Okay.
So in the next week, I should have it fully up and running, and they could go on there.
At Heart and Soul Wax, how big is the space? How many people can you?
I'll probably end up doing about 8. I didn't set a date for that yet when I'll begin, but I think that would be comfortable there where people could bring a yoga mat, bring a little blanket if they want, just to get a little snuggie. When you are meditating on your own, it's great to sit up to stay in that in-between so you don't fall asleep. But when you're with me, I do like you to get to the more lucid place, so I like people to lay down if they like.
I remember we had a great Reiki master, a Reiki girl come in, and you know, she had done a Reiki on me and she was telling the story. She's like, and I said, wear comfortable clothes. So I showed up in comfortable clothes and she was not appalled, but taken aback that I was in jeans and my backwards hat and ripped. She's like, people wear sweats. I'm like, this is comfortable. But then it worked and I was out cold. So like, do you recommend a certain attire or just
what you're comfortable in? So if you're comfortable in jeans, there's no problem.
Like, this is me. This is comfortable. I sleep in this.
I mean,
at times.
TMI.
No, TMI would be if I slept naked. That's TMI.
TMI.
All right, in about 5 minutes, we're going to start taking calls. Oh, wait, they're already ringing. 631-955-0943. Jeffrey will be doing his thing in just a couple of minutes. A huge thank you to Jackie from Crystal Light Bed. Let's get into the social media handles. It's
so it's Chris on Instagram. It's Crystal Light Bed.
Okay.
Facebook as well. I have a YouTube under my name. I will be transitioning to my full name, Jacqueline Bertuglia. So I have a website coming out with that.
Okay.
There'll be a website, Jacqueline Bertuglia, on YouTube right now. You can check that out, or Instagram and Facebook.
Your grandmother's very happy that you're finally using it.
Yeah.
She's like, enough.
Enough with the, fake name?
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's, and Jeffrey, maybe you know this, but like at the beginning, I didn't know where it was going to fully go. You know, it's almost a confidence thing is really what it is. I had to prove to myself what it was and see what it was, explore. So now I'm not ashamed to say, yes, I received messages. I wouldn't even say that at the first year. I would just tell people, sure. Yeah, come do an experience on the Crystal Light Bed. I wouldn't even tell them I received messages for the whole first year.
Well, I mean, he's talked about when he started to receive messages. My mother talked about, you know, her psychic abilities. But this is different. Like, what point did you wake up and say, I'm going to have people lay on this bed and dream, and I'm going to tell them things? Like, how did that happen?
The intuition part is separate. The bed was because I love health. I'm in the health scene. I was in the health scene for years, and I love spiritual stuff. I just love exploring that avenue, clearly. So I knew about a crystal light bed. I tried the experience, and I thought it was something I would have within my spa. I do plan on opening a wellness center and having multiple things. I believe there's so many means of us healing. So that's that aspect of the crystal light bed. With myself, I would say I finally realized it was really serious when I had a friend stay over, probably around like 22 years old, and she was talking in her dream to her father. I heard her start saying things, and I started questioning her, and I heard her say, "Why, Jackie?" When she woke up, she pointed exactly. I said, "What were you dreaming last night?" She said, "Why? I was talking in my sleep." I said, "Yeah." She pointed to the exact area where I saw her father. She's like, "Wait a second. It was really hot." I'm like, "Yes, that's exactly what you were saying." And she pointed to the spot of where her father was, and I saw her father pointing at me, and I got creeped out, and I started crying in my pillow. And went,
yeah, it's a little creepy.
It is, and it was a little bit for me to handle, but I knew I could. It's just you have to get comfortable with it. It's a little odd. So, and it is, now it's becoming normalized because so many of us, we have an antenna, we receive. So with that, he was saying to her that I stay with Jackie, and I knew from that moment I felt it intuitively, like, that's what that means. Spirits come to me. I stay with Jackie. So that's what he was telling her in the dream. And that was it. From that point on, I started investigating. So what did I do? I did classes. I did, you know, all different stuff. I was certified in hypnosis, certified in Reiki. And then when I got the crystal light bed, that's when I sat in service for someone. I never tried.
Well, the crystal light bed is like a form of Reiki, right?
Technically, yeah. The bed itself is doing energy work, sure. Mostly you getting to that, again, lucid space to open up to release things. So that's doing some work. But the energy work I'm doing and the receiving is the aspect that I added into that I didn't know I'd be doing as much as I was. But once I sat in service, it just started unraveling. I couldn't believe it.
You were away for a couple of weeks. I was with Pineapple at the park, and I got an alert on my phone that the governor is allowing people into Belmont again. My grandmother's wishes is to have her ashes spread. I didn't say that live because we... Anyway... Damn it. Anyway, don't. Just.
I don't. What are you talking?
Right, exactly.
What?
So, that being said, we walk back about a block, and Pineapple and I get in the car, and I look at her, and I go, "Now I can finally spread my grandmother's ashes." At that moment that I said that, my cousin is driving by, my grandmother's niece. Drives like 5 feet past my car, looks, sees me, backs up, goes, "Come with me, I got something for you." She lives down the block, but I hadn't seen her in 2 years. Walk into a house, she pulls a picture out of the drawer. It's my grandmother and I. I've never seen the picture a day in my life. I don't remember where it's from.
No way.
Yeah.
Those are your signs.
That's it.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, you better do what I tell you, son of a bitch. That's the sign.
She came with a wooden spoon. Listen to her.
On that note, Jack, one more time before we get into the calls, where is your shop and how do we get in touch with you?
You can feel free to text me at 516-592-2518. You can reach me on Instagram at Crystal Light Bed, and I am located in East Islip, 85 West Main Street.
We will add the number to the top, your phone number to the top of this post. When we're done, I can edit that in. Thank you. At this point, we're going to start taking some phone calls. Yeah. You're a rock star.
You're up, Jeffrey. Look alive.
Hi, Media Mink.
Take it to phone calls.
Hello, okay.
You're up.
Honey, do me a favor. Turn your computer down.
Oh, there you go.
Who's this?
My name's Mary.
All right, Mary, I have to ask you because you sound extremely young. Are you over 18?
Yeah, you always ask me that. I'm 30. I just turned 39.
All right. I believe you. You sound young, honey. That's all.
But I'd like to talk to both Jeffrey and the girl who can talk to people's guides.
Yeah, we'll start with Jackie, and then we'll move you on to the dead guy.
Okay. Can you talk to people's guides even if they don't take a nap or whatever?
Can I still read people's stuff?
Could you read people even if they're not in a meditative state?
Absolutely. I certainly do. I've done house parties where I'm talking to people. Yes, I could certainly read someone without being in that state.
So could you read me right now or no?
Well, the thing is, hon, Jackie is here to talk about what she does. And then for the last 15 minutes, we allow Jeffrey to do his dead guy thing. If you want a reading with Jackie, we're going to put the dead person thing. Is that more politically correct?
Just keep going.
Do dead people have preferences?
I don't. Jeffrey, do they?
Just the dead.
I mean, if your grandmother's dead, would you call her a guy?
She would punch me. Lightning would strike me dead right now.
You saw that wooden spoon, right?
Yeah, okay. Before my face. Okay, anyway, if you like, if you want a reading with Jackie, you could reach out to her online and we'll post the phone number up. But if you have a question for Jeffrey, he's right here now.
Okay, I'll talk to Jeffrey. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I have a couple of questions. I wanted to know if my ex Larry, who I've been talking to again, is going to move back to the area.
No, that's not happening. Move on.
He's not moving back.
Okay. No, stop hanging on to what's not good for you.
Okay.
You could do much better than that. Stop it.
Okay.
You don't even sound surprised.
I mean, you're like, you're going to not come from desperation. Number one, you weren't treated good to begin with once you were involved. Why would you go back to someone who's, you know, not good for you?
I just am such fun on bad dates.
Well, come on, you know better. Unless you don't want to be treated good, that's up to you, but come on.
It sounds like you don't want to put the work in, honey. This is easy. Yeah. That's all it is.
I know. I'm sick of going on bad dates. Another question was if I was going to find a modeling contract that they were talking to me about, this agency.
Yeah, that's going to take a little time. You don't want to do anything in retrograde. You want to do it after the 23rd of June.
The 23rd of June.
After, not before.
Okay. And the last question is, I just moved to a better building, but the people from the old building are still trying to get me in trouble. Are they going to be successful?
No.
Okay, good.
Let it go. Don't even pay attention to them.
You just need a building with better cell phone reception.
Oh, sorry.
No, listen, we don't take anything seriously around here. But anyway, if you want to reach out to Jackie, hon, I'm going to post her phone number up on this thread at the very end of this, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to call her.
Excellent. You have a great night. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
631-955-0943 to call in. Hi, you're on with Media Mink.
Good evening, all. This is Leanne.
Leanne, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Are you a Cubs fan?
No, actually, I'm a Cardinals fan.
It's close enough, right?
Yeah.
That's the big rivalry?
82 World Series. Yeah, baby. Game 7.
There you go.
Yippers. How's everybody tonight?
We are good, thank you.
Good to hear.
You do know that we got Keith Hernandez after that, and he won us a World Series too, right?
Well, you know, we share.
That was a good answer. That was awesome. That was a very good answer.
No, I just wanted to say thank you personally to Jeffrey. I retired April Fool's Day.
Awesome.
And now my friends are trying to get me back into a job.
Of course, you're popular. This next job, you'll make more money than the old job.
Oh, my, but I'm old.
So what? Old is a state of mind. So if you think you're old, you're old. You're getting younger because you're more active.
Okay, well, my mind is in the the retirement community stay.
That's okay. Well, you don't want to, you know, hang out with all the old forts. So come on, you want to be out and about, and you want to be social. That's you. You need to do that.
Okay. Well, I just again wanted to say thank you, and I appreciate all that you all do, and it's a wonderful program. And thanks for sharing all your gifts.
No problem.
I wish that you come back with a Cubs fan so I can impress them with all the lyrics to Go Cubs Go.
I have to suffer through all my friends every day.
Baseball season's underway. Anyway, honey, you have a great night. Thank you for the call. You call back anytime.
Okay, thank you. Have a great one.
You too.
Take care. We'll take one or two more calls. This is Media Mix, 631-955-0943. Hi, who's this?
Carmella.
Carmella, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well.
So, Carmella, what are we doing about moving?
I was just going to tell you, I'm going to North Carolina in August.
Well, the only problem with that is that they use ketchup for spaghetti sauce, so you'll have to make your own sauce or gravy.
Oh, I always make, no, it's called sauce.
There you go. But I think it's actually a good thing for you. And it'll give you an opportunity, plus you'll meet somebody normal down there.
Okay, now will I find something when I go in August? Because that's what I'm going there to.
I see you there, so it's a matter of how quickly you can wrap everything up.
Well, hopefully, like within a week or two.
Well, you got to get there first. Once you get there, then it shouldn't be an issue.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
And then I have one more question.
Sure.
This is important. I have a grandson who's graduating from basic training.
Awesome. He's going to be safe. First of all, he's going to end up getting promoted. When you said that, I even see, like, officer's candidate. Like, he'll use the military as a springboard where he'll end up, you know, going into being an officer and then even doing college. He's fine. He's not going to be in danger. Stop worrying.
Okay. Will his mother get to go see him graduate?
Let's hope so.
Well, do you think she will or no?
I would say probably not.
You're saying that's the feeling I have.
Yeah. Well, trust your feelings.
I know. Because they do like an intense background check.
Yep. And if they do that, she's not going to be allowed to go.
That's what I thought.
Might be better anyway. Well. He'll do better by moving in the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, right after this, he should be going to Airborne.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, he's going to do really well. It's making him a man, and he's growing.
Yeah, thank God. You're giving me the chills right now real bad.
All right, good. Well, you should be proud of that. He needed the structure. He's nothing like the mother. You know, maybe you guys found him in a cabbage patch or something, because he definitely shouldn't have come from the mother. He's amazing. He's going to do really well, and I think that's good.
Cabbage patch. Yeah.
Well, I raised him, basically.
I know. Well, as I said, he's your baby.
And, yeah. Today he turns 19.
Well, he looks to you. Now we just got to find you a nice, normal relationship.
In North Carolina.
Yeah. We're why going. Not? Hey, listen, you may get somebody in uniform, and it's not a prison uniform.
No. Yeah, that would be nice, military.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. A nice Navy guy.
Oh, Navy? Yeah. All right, that would be good.
I saw somebody in the white thing, but he's not, you know, he's not part of the village people.
An officer and a gentleman?
That's cute. All right.
Carmella, don't be afraid, okay?
All right. Thank you, Jeffrey.
All right. You take care.
You have a good night, honey. Take care.
You too, Orlando. Bye-bye.
I'm trying to edit to get all the information on, and it's...
You're not doing a good job.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that.
What are you trying to do?
So I want to update the information to get Jackie's phone number up there and everything. But as far as the live feed showing up on the Shark Pad, there it is. There it is. I think I can. Yeah, there we go. Okay. All right. We're going to do one or two more calls. Jack, do me a favor. While he's doing that, write down the address. And the phone number. I'm going to put it up.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on with Media Mink.
Hello.
Wait, hang on. Now you're on with Media Mink.
Hello, hi, yes. This is, how are you?
Who's this?
Hi, Edward.
Ed, how you doing? Jeffrey's right here if you'd like to speak to him.
Hey, Edward.
Yes, sir. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Hi, yes. I have a couple questions that I just wanted to ask. My main focus is how are things going to get turning on my girlfriend? Are they going to get better, worse, or, you know?
No, you actually hit bottom. Congratulations. So you're right. You already hit bottom.
Okay.
Now things are going to start bouncing back. So now this is the time to start, like, implementing change and structure and foundation and opening some doors right now.
What does that mean?
It means that you're going to have a new work opportunity. You're going to, the finances are going to improve. You're going to have a lot of choices to make right now.
Okay.
It's going to be good.
So is that a good sign for me and my girlfriend that we're going to actually, you know, we hit bottom, but we actually going to work ourselves up?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, it means that things are going to get more intense and more serious with the relationship.
Okay, thank you. My other question will be any message from my dad? I mean, I haven't, you know.
Well, your dad said he's sorry that he wasn't there for you more, and he's actually very proud of the man that you're becoming.
Okay.
So don't let that influence you in a negative way. Allow yourself right now. They're harping on, I don't know where other education would come in or training, but you, like, need to add to what you're doing so you could get to the next step.
Okay, thank you.
Did you hear what I just said?
Yes, you said, you know, so, hold on, my mind went blank, I'm sorry.
I know, but you need to think about the educational thing so you get unstuck, so that you can get into a career that you really take off.
Okay.
All right? Like, in other words, you complain that you're not happy about the job, you're not happy about this. You have to implement some structure right now. If you do that, that'll open up a door.
It's time for you to take control of your own destiny, Edward.
All right. I will. Thank you.
You're welcome, Edward.
Big boy pants.
All right.
All right?
Everybody.
Be good, brother. All right. For the final call of the night, Jack, one more time, it is Heart and Soul Wax Studio, 85 West Main Street, East Islip. To book a session with you, it's 516-592-2518?
Correct.
Excellent. And for the final Medium Inc. phone call of the evening, hi, who's this?
Hi, my name's Patricia.
Patricia, how you doing, honey? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland.
All right.
Hey, Patricia.
Hi, I'm Mr. Jeff.
How are you?
Mr. Jeff.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's up? What can we do for you?
So I know on the last feed you had said a new career like towards the end of September, so I guess it's like...
Patricia, hang on 1 second, honey. I don't know if you're not talking into the phone or if you have a bad signal, but I need you to kind of boost your voice a little bit, all right?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Much better.
Okay, so I was just wondering about the career change you were saying.
I saw a career opportunity, so I think something is going to come up in September. It involves, like, training and some sort of licensing. It doesn't mean you're going to be unemployed. It means that you're going to start pushing in the right direction. Like, you talk about doing things, and then you never get a chance to do them.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say you were, you know, a procrastinator, but you need to stop being afraid of that.
Okay. Yeah, that is one of my biggest things. I think it's just I don't want to fail at...
Exactly, but you're already putting out the negativity that you're going to fail. You're not going to fail, so knock it off.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Oh, yeah. So then, and it's funny that you said a training because there is like an interview coming up.
Yes. Well, that's what I said to you. It might take till September, but you definitely not. First of all, you're intelligent. Your biggest problem is your focus. You need to focus. If you start focusing, then you're going to start completing things.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And I just wanted to know, I guess I wanted some clarity on one of our good friends that had passed away. I don't know if she's coming through anything for Brittany.
Yeah, she didn't have a great ending, but she's actually okay now.
She's what? I'm sorry?
She's okay now. She had a really bad ending.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
She was like a sister.
Really happy.
She was like a sister.
Yeah, she was.
Very much so. But she said your taste in men is worse than hers.
I love her. Oh my God, that sounds.
She said yeah. Absolutely.
Oh my goodness, she is hilarious. Yeah, she knows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well I guess. Oh, and my can I have one more? I just wanted to see it. My father had COVID that has put him in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So I just want to know, make sure like you know he's.
He's going to have some after effects, but he'll come out of it.
Okay.
All right, okay. Relax. Cool. It's a wake-up call. Like, he's got to deal with his blood pressure. He's got other health issues, so hopefully this will make him pay attention.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for your blessings with everyone. Thank you so much.
All right.
You have a good day, honey. You have a great night.
Too.
Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
Take care. Started feeling it at the end there, huh? Mm-hmm. This is what I told you. I'm like,
it wasn't.
Tell me I get emotional. You know I love you. All right, so you're not here next week.
Yeah, and then we'll see with Father's Day, because I forgot the following week is Father's Day.
The 19th is Father's
Day.
Yes. The 20th.
The
20th is a Sunday.
Yep.
All right.
We'll see. I'll let you know.
That's right, because the 16th is a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, we'll figure it out. Well, you're not going to let me know. We'll let them know.
Yes.
Well, we also need to know.
Yes, we also need to
know. We kind of need to know.
Yeah. Because if he's not here, then neither are we.
There's really no reason for us to be here, yeah.
Right.
Jackie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
It was a lot of fun. You come back again soon.
Thank you.
I guess it was fun with you, too.
You're okay, too.
You're all right, Jeff.
Gee, thank you.
Good night, everyone. It was a good time tonight.
Thank you. I love this.
I like when we laugh.
I love to have the